Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that for 20 years has been all about the issues of aging. How do we take care of mom and dad? How do we make wise decisions for Grammy and Grampy or for a spouse? All the stuff that happens to us as we get older, the stuff we never thought was going to happen to us, the stuff we never believed would happen to us, that we thought we had all under control, that was all okay, and then all of a sudden, it wasn't. Welcome to the show. My name is Bob Scrivano, your host here for 20 years on KFBK, talking about the issues of aging. California's single best and most reliable source for information. You can go somewhere else, but remember, you're getting someone else. You're not getting me. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, for 20 years and doing this for 30 years. Taking care of families with ailing and frail loved ones and figuring out how we're going to care for that aging, frail person. Glad to have you with us, as always. A couple things to get out of the way up front. I have three, I think, interesting topics today. Well, a couple things. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one who knows what they're talking about. And a lot of them don't. Not when it comes to long-term care planning and documents and all the other stuff that goes on. Lots of people think they know how to do this, folks. Very few do. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California. That license allows me to prepare legal documents such as trust, powers of attorney, wills, that kind of stuff, at your direction and request. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. And everything I talk about here on this program is my opinion only. That said, my opinion is usually pretty good. But it's my opinion only and is not intended to be any form of legal tax or financial advice. It's my opinion only. I got lots of stuff to talk about today. Three subjects. Idiots, a simple equation, and a special section on those of you that have no children. Either you're single and have no children, your children have predeceased you, you're married and you never had children. I want to address that issue because I think it's special. Also, remember my upcoming workshop on June the 1st, limited to 12 people. And at that workshop, that's next Saturday, I think, at that workshop, I will be talking about in more detail all the issues of aging. You get to ask me questions. Yes, I'm actually there. It's free. If you want to come, now would be a good time to sign up. So right during a break or right after the show, you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, A-S-S-E-T-S, assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G, .com, and you can sign up there. While you're there, you can join my premium subscription service, which gets you more information than you will know what to do with. Videos, archived radio shows, blog posts, special newsletters, more stuff than you can imagine for what I think is a very reasonable fee. And that subscription service entitles you to a lot. And you can scroll down and you can sign up. You'll see lots of membership information. And you can sign up for one of my subscription services, especially the premium one, which I think is fabulous, and it's one of the best offers around. For a few dollars a month, it literally could save you tens of thousands of dollars when someone in your family needs long-term care. Or for my workshop, you want to make a reservation, you can always call me. My phone number is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Yes, even if you're in Sacramento, you call the 800 number. So lots of ways to get in touch with me. If you haven't been to one of my workshops, come to the one on the 1st. It's relaxed. It's intense. It's fun. It's entertaining. It's enthralling. It's full of information. And it's focused. Most of all, my workshops are focused. They're focused on how do you make life better for yourself or for somebody you love who's, you know, struggling a little bit at the end of life. How do we make things better? I had three sons in my office today. Mom and Dad were cooking along. Dad was kind of failing. Dad died. Dad's now gone. And now Mom, who has dementia, they're wondering how are they going to take care of Mom. And they're three good sons. And they're desperately trying to do the right thing. They're put in a situation that they never planned on, never thought would happen, but it's a really common situation. The two questions I've been asking for 20 years on this show and longer than that doing this is who's going to take care of me when I get old and how am I going to pay for it? So who's going to take care of Mom or Dad or Grandma and how are we going to pay for it? Families split up over these two questions, folks. Families divide over these two questions. Families don't want to face these two questions. I was really proud of these three sons who are doing the best job they can to do what's best for Mom. And best for Mom doesn't necessarily mean keeping her home. It means doing the best for Mom now that Dad's gone. Lots of stuff to do, lots of the things they have to do with the trust and with life insurance policies and credit cards and the bank. And lots of things in their life they never thought they were going to have to do, but they have tackled it graciously. Okay, I want to, again, my number 800-999-8007. Get to the workshop on June the 1st. You don't want to miss it. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Again, assetsandaging.com or my phone, 800-999-8007. Okay, I want to talk about idiots. Yes, that's the subject, idiots. I want to talk about idiots. I want to talk about idiots. In this case, at a nursing home. You know, I've been in and out of nursing homes for 30 years. I've seen everything. I've observed everything. I've observed the good, the bad, and the ugly. I've observed the tender. I've observed the sad. I've observed death. I've observed devastatingly sad. I've observed families breaking up. I've observed families coming together. But one of the things I have ceased to be amazed at is the plethora. For those of you that saw The Three Amigos, remember the word plethora. The plethora of stupid information that some people at nursing homes have. So I have a client that went through the whole thing. What I've been talking about, went to the hospital. Are they on admission? Are they admitted? They got to fight through that. Then they go to a nursing home for rehab, and now that person can't come home, and the person at the nursing home has told them that they have to go home, which is a lie. The person at the nursing home has told them they can only have $2,000, which is a lie. The person at the nursing home told them that their powers of attorney and trust were useless. That was a lie. The person at the nursing home, this is one of the directors of this nursing home. I'm not going to tell you which nursing home because it's not an isolated case. Told them they could only have $2,000 in income. That was a lie. Told them that the person at the nursing home even called in violation of HIPAA, called other members of the family who just idiots. Now, I would like to tell you that it's an isolated case, but it's not. It's becoming a more and more and more common thing. The staggering amount of misinformation that comes out of nursing homes about Medi-Cal is of two varieties, the ignorant and the purposeful. Many people who work in the business department or whatever of nursing homes don't know anything about Medi-Cal, don't know anything about, don't know anything. They don't know the difference between the rules between single people and married people. They don't understand what spend down means. They all think there's a 30-month look back or a 3-year look back or a 5-year look back. And that's a very, very common occurrence. And so one of the things I spend a lot of time doing now that I didn't have to do 10 years ago is I have to get my clients to understand that they're, let's say grandma's in the, or mom's in the nursing home, that my client is the only advocate that they have. My clients have to become walking textbooks of rules and regulations, because most of the people in the administrative end of nursing homes, especially the big chains, have no idea how any of this works. All they care about is, did they make the most money possible at the end of the month? Nurses care. The staff cares. But administrative staff now at nursing homes are so driven by profits that it's harder and harder and harder to find good information being given. One of the things that I think I bring to the table when people work with me is that I'm going to make sure that they understand from day one that they're the only advocate that mom or dad or grandma or grandpa has. Nobody else is going to advocate for them. They have to be a good note taker. They have to know what the rules and regulations are and what rights you have in a nursing home. Can they throw you out? Who's going to pay? Is there a 20-day limit to Medicare? No. Is there a 30-day limit to Medicare? No. Do you have to be improving to get rehab in a nursing home paid for by Medicare? No. But all of those things are what this client was told all in the same day by the administrator of a nursing home. And it wouldn't do me any good. First of all, I'd probably get sued. It wouldn't do me any good to tell you the name because it's not an isolated event. So one of the things I hope to teach you, and I do this at workshops a lot, and I do it with my clients a lot. They will all tell you I do this a lot. I do a lot of hand-holding. And the hand-holding isn't because my clients are stupid. They're not. It's because when you enter the world of long-term care, you have entered a world that is hostile to humans. It is not set up to be efficient. It is not set up to be likable. It is not set up. It's set up by big companies, big corporations, for the purposes of maximizing profits. I like to maximize profits. I'm in business. I like to make as much profit as possible. But ever since the advent of the changes in the healthcare system several years ago, the whole transition from home to a hospital to rehab to a nursing home or wherever has become almost impossible to navigate. That's why the name of my book is Navigating Frailty. It's not how to solve frailty. It's not how to live a rich old age. It's how do you navigate all of this stuff. And one of the things my clients get the most of when they get me is access to me, so that I can walk them through what's going to happen to their mom or their dad when they get to the hospital. They're going to be told by discharge planners and social workers things that aren't true about long-term care. When they get to the nursing home, they're going to be told things that aren't true, whether it's admission or observation or who's going to pay or limited rehab days or, you know, somebody told me the other day, I had to, somebody fresh out of nursing school said, well, you know, if somebody goes into a nursing home, they can't get dental care. Did you know Medi-Cal pays for dental care in a nursing home? So I had to politely correct this new nurse and say, well, but see, that's not true. So the title of this section was Idiots. And that is, it's the reverse of what you think. It's everybody's going to tell you that you're an idiot, except me. I'm going to tell you you can do this. You can navigate this system. You're smart enough to do it. You can do it. You have to learn. It's a foreign country. It's like going to a foreign country and can't read the signs, but you can learn to navigate it. You have to learn how to not be treated like an idiot through all of this. And that's what my clients get with me. That's what people get who come to see me, who come to the workshops, who do those kinds of things. It's just what if somebody just walked into my room and I have to take a little break here. So anyhow, just 1 second, folks. Okay, I'm back. I have to go close the door. So hang on a second, folks. Just a second. I'm still talking. I'm back. Sorry, my granddaughter just walked into the room, and she's 3, and she wanted to talk. So, pardon me. I had to politely scoot my granddaughter out while I was recording this, and now I'm back on track. So you don't think I'm completely crazy. So, again, title of this section is Idiots, and it's don't allow yourself to be treated like one. If you're facing long-term care, you're facing hospital stays, you're facing how do I know if I'm admitted or not, how many days do I get, everybody is going to have different advice. Everybody. So don't let yourself be treated like an idiot. You're not. Call me. And together we'll try to figure this all out. And we can figure it all out. It's figurable. I don't know if there's such a word as figurable, but it sounds like a good word to me. You can take control of your own future and your mom's future and your dad's future. You can preserve everything you have. You don't have to spend down. You don't have to lose everything. I estimate I've saved people between $75 and $100 million over the years by not being made to be idiots. By finding out that they could do certain things, that they could preserve everything, that they could preserve, the people I was just with, I told you there were 3 sons and they're taking care of mom. Dad just recently died. And one of the things they're terrified is if mom goes to a nursing home, is she going to lose her house? And there was a giant collective sigh of relief when I said, nope, mom's not going to lose. Nope, the house is safe. The house is fine. I don't care about the house. But one of them was adamant that he had heard that if mom ever went into a nursing home, the state would take their house away. And I said, no. But he had heard that. He had Googled it. And I said, well, a good place to not get information is Google, unless you just want to know how to make bread. But getting Medi-Cal information from Google is not a good thing. So you don't have to be an idiot. You don't have to allow yourself to be treated like an idiot. You can know. Get to my workshop on the 1st. You can go to my website June the 1st at 10:30. 35, and I'll send you tickets. 10:30, limited to 12 people. In my office on Watt Avenue. I'll send you a ticket. You can call 800-999-8007 during the break. Or... you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and you can just sign up there. But don't miss it. If you're dealing with a nursing home now or a hospital now, or you've been told boarding care, or you've been told this, or you've been told that, or you've been told whatever, and you want to check it out, call me. Come in and see me. The consultation is free. Folks, half my business is referrals, is people who have used me and then somebody else needs it and they say, hey, go talk to this guy. He can help. It can be better. You don't have to face this alone. You don't have to feel like an idiot. And you don't have to allow facilities and hospitals and the long-term care system to make you feel like an idiot. So during the break, give me a call, 800-999-8007. Get to the workshop, get in to see me, set up an appointment, whatever it is you need to do, but do it. When we come back from the break, I want all of you that are single to stick around, without children. I should say without children. You may be married and have no children. You may be single and have had no children. You may have had children and they predeceased you. But I'm going to address the special needs of people without children, people who are alone, people who don't have the normal five kids that could help take care of you when you get older. We're going to talk about that in a very special way. And then I also want to talk after the break about what I call a simple equation. A simple equation. No, we're not going to, you're not going to have to do math. You're not going to have to do, the train is going 12 miles an hour in one direction. The bus is going 33 miles an hour. No, we're not doing any of that. You don't have to do that. I never could do that. Math was not one of my strong points. I can add and subtract. I'm okay at that. But algebra and I did not like each other. So we're going to talk about a simple equation, which I think you'll find interesting. And then I'm going to spend some time talking to people without children, either because you've never had any, maybe you're separated from them and they're out of your life and you're out of their life and you don't talk to each other anymore, which is possible, or you've just never had any, or your children have predeceased you. I want to spend some time talking to those people. And I think it's really, really, really important. So stick around for that. And then a simple equation. Also, I just want to remind you, when you get a chance, go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, A-N-D, assetsandaging.com. And you can go there. And you can fool around on my website, look at stuff, and then go to one of the membership sites and sign up for one of my special memberships, either the basic or the premium. The premium, obviously, is the best buy. And you get, with the premium membership, you get access to over 20 videos, blogs, special newsletters, all my archived radio shows and podcasts, updated information on everything. Member, the chance to come in and talk to me for at no cost at least once a year. Members only events. We're planning right now video conferencing or audio conferences with members only. So you don't even have to leave your house and you could get more information on the issues of aging. You get a free book with the my book, Navigating Frailty, with the premium membership. So during the break or after the show, go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, A-N-D, A-G-I-N-G.com. Assetsandaging.com. And fool around, look at the website, and then subscribe to one of my premium memberships. You'll find it well worth the pennies a day that it's going to cost you to make sure you have the information you or your family are going to need when somebody needs long-term care. And again, when we come back from the break, if you have no children, I want you to stick around, because we're going to talk about the special long-term care needs, the special frailty needs, the special survivor needs of people with no children. We're going to spend some time on that. And then I'm going to spend a little bit talking about a simple equation. I'm going to have you do a little simple math to help you figure something out. So take advantage during the break. Call my office, 800-999-8007. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Sign up for the workshop on June the 1st. Don't miss the workshop on June the 1st. It's free. Or sign up for one of my subscription membership services. You'll find them well worth the time and effort and cost. I'll be back in just a few minutes. I'm going to take a little break here for the news, the weather, the traffic, all that good stuff. Right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. See you in a couple minutes. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. You have long-term care insurance? Do you? Okay, wait a minute. If you have long-term care insurance, good for you. If you don't have long-term care insurance, what's your plan? What do you mean, Bob? What's your plan? Well, I don't sell long-term care insurance, so don't panic. But if you have long-term care insurance, it's going to help take care of you when you get old. If you don't have long-term care insurance, what's your plan? I don't know. What's your plan? What's your plan? I don't know. That's what we talk about on this show every week and on my podcast every Wednesday and in my newsletters and in my videos. And all of that, it's always, if you have long-term care insurance, then okay, you got some help with what happens when you get old. You don't, what's your plan? So glad to have you with us. Remember my workshop this Saturday at 10:30, June the 1st, or as my mom would have said, June the 1st, at 10:30. And if you would like to come, it's free. I'd love to have you. You can sign up on my website, assetsandaging.com, or you can give me a call, 800-999-8007. So I want to start this show, and then at the end of the show, I want to talk about people without children and the special needs as we get older of people who have no children. Maybe you're estranged from your children. Maybe you never had children. Whatever the reason is, maybe you're single, married, but you don't have children. It's been a topic of mine before, and I've just run into a lot of it lately. Several people have been in the last couple of weeks who, when we sit down and we talk about documents and we talk about, long-term care planning and we talk about frailty planning and all that kind of stuff, they don't know who's going to take care of them. So I want to spend some time on that. If you know somebody that fits that bill, make sure they listen to this radio show. This radio show is available on my website for the next week, and then it goes into the archives for our members only. I want to talk a little bit about a simple equation. Got a pencil and paper? If you're driving, don't get out a pencil and paper. But it's a simple equation. You have, okay, you ready to do this? Is really simple. It's a simple equation. I do this at my workshop. How much is your house worth? It's worth $300,000, Bob. Okay. How much is your house worth minus the mortgage? Well, I don't have a mortgage. It's worth $300,000. Okay. If you had a $200,000 mortgage, then you'd have $100,000 in value in your house. But I got a $300,000 house, Bob. I have no mortgage. Okay. How much? Do you have any other real estate? No, I don't have any other real estate. How much money do you have in the bank, in your IRA, in your 401k? I've got Mildred and I have $100,000 in cash. Okay, so you have a $300,000 house, and you have $100,000 in cash. That's $400,000. Whatever the number is, it's a simple math problem. It's a simple equation. Okay, when you get old, how long is your money going to last? What do you mean? Well, if you need long-term care, well, I'm never going to need long-term care. Well, then good luck to you. We're done with this conversation. If you believe that, good luck to you. because you're in deep trouble, as they say. If you say, no, Bob, it could be that I might need long-term care, or my wife might need long-term care, or I don't know. But it's possible. Okay, so you got a house worth $300,000, you got $100,000 in the bank. How long will your money last? I don't know. But we're going to do a little equation. Let's assume you already know who's going to take care of you. Let's assume it's your wife or your spouse or your child or your granddaughter. You already know who's going to take care of you, and they've offered to do it. What's it going to cost? I don't know. They're going to do it for free. They are? They're going to quit their job and take care of you? Well, no. They have three kids in college. How are they going to take care of you? Well, I haven't figured that one out. I just. Okay. So you got $300,000 house, $100,000 bank. You got $400,000. How much does it cost to take care of you? Well, home care costs a minimum of $10,000 a month. Round-the-clock home care costs the minimum. So everybody wants to stay at home. Okay, you stay at home. You stay at home at your house at $10,000 a month for a caregiver, for round-the-clock care. That's $100,000 a year, give or take a nickel. So if you have a house and $100,000, you've got 1 year. Wait a minute, Bob. I got $400,000, but you're living in the house. So you only have $100,000 in cash to take care of you or your spouse. So you have 1 year. Well, what do I do then? I don't know. What do you do then? That's the end of the equation. Equals question mark. A plus B minus C square root of D equals. What do you do? I don't know. Do you know? I don't know. I have no idea what the answer is. I'm hoping you have the answer. Well, you could reverse mortgage your house. Okay, so now let's say you could get another $150,000 out of your house. Because remember, as you get older, the amount you can take as a reverse mortgage gets smaller and smaller and smaller. So you don't get to take the full value of your house. You only get a partial value. So maybe if you get a reverse mortgage, it'll allow you to stay at home for another year. So now you can stay home for 2 years. You can take care of your husband or your wife or grandma for 2 years. Okay, now what do? What's the equals X? Those of you ever did an equation is A square root of A times the force of 2 to the third power equals X. That's the equation. What's X? How long can you take care of yourself at home with what you have? Well, I don't. Well, yeah, do the equation in your head. Well, I'm going to go to assisted living. Okay, that's $5,000 a month. That's $60,000 to $70,000 a year. So now you got, in my simple little example, you got 3 years. Well, you're making this sound desperate. Well, it kind of is. Because this is what happens to families that I talk to every day. They never did the equation. They just always assumed there would be enough. The people I get are the people who are now panicked because I have somebody coming in next week that's there's only $30,000 left and there's no more money after that. What do we do? We've used up all the money. And the other issue is the surviving spouse. Well, I don't understand, Bob. Well, mom and dad are making $3,500 a month. Dad has $1,500 from Social Security and a $1,000 pension, and mom has $1,000 from Social Security. Well, when dad dies, one of those Social Security checks is going to end, and maybe his pension goes down. So on average, mom can expect her income to drop by 30 to 40%. So now we have less income available to offset the cost, which means I'm going to use more of my money from savings or whatever it is. You see, this is what happens every day. But I'm the only one talking about it. Everybody else wants to talk about how do you maximize your stock portfolio? I think it's great that you maximize your stock portfolio. It's how long will it last? Not in retirement, but in frailty. Not so I have extra money so that when the grandkids come over, I can buy them a toy. It's when real stuff hits, how long will it last? How long can I survive? I don't have the answer to that for you. Maybe you've got the answer to that for you. I don't. That's the equation. So again, sit down with yourself when the show's over and run this equation. I have a house worth how much money? Whatever it is, $300,000, $400,000, I don't know. I have this much money in my savings, in my checking, in my 401k, in my IRA, whatever that is. Add those together and then divide that by the cost of care. By the way, 24-hour home care now runs closer to $15,000 a month. Assisted living is $6,000 to $8,000 a month. Nursing homes are $10,000 a month. And board and cares are $4,000 to $6,000 a month. The most expensive place you can stay if you need care is home. I repeat, the most expensive place you can stay if you need care is home. I know everybody wants to stay there, but it's also can easily be the most expensive place. So run your equation. If the equation doesn't work, then let me make two suggestions. One is you get up out of your chair and you make a reservation for the workshop this coming Saturday at 10:30. It's June the 1st at 10:30 at my office here in Sacramento. I'll send you a ticket. Or you can call my 800 number, 800-999-8007. That gets you to the workshop. Or the second alternative is get into my office and sit down and let's reason together and have a conversation together and figure out how you answer the equation. What's at the X at the end of the equation for you and for your family? I don't know. But you have to do the equation. The people that come to my workshop, I'm going to make them do it. Seriously, I'm going to make them do it. They will have to do it. It's now part of my workshop. Along with the other two questions I ask people all the time, when are you going to die? When are you going to die? And how are you going to die? Are you going to die alone? Are you going to die frail? Are you going to die on good health? And then the other one is, when are you going to need care? Tomorrow? A year from now? 3 years from now? 5 years from now? I don't know. So run the equation and then get in to see me or get to my workshop. I want to finish the show by talking about something that I think is kind of important. And that has to deal with with people with no kids. You could be single, you could be married, but you don't have any children. And as we get older, that becomes a bigger issue. So all the issues that married people have, or even single people that have children, all the normal issues are amplified. They're multiplied by the fact that someone needs long-term care or is getting older and more frail, and they don't have children or family close. It's a really big issue. So what are you going to do with that issue? It's even more important for people who don't have kids to sit down and make sure that they're documents are in order, all the way from whatever trusts or powers of attorney that somebody has, to funeral plans, to distribution, to who do I want to get the grand piano, to who's going to take care of me, who would I want making medical decisions for me, who would I want to manage my affairs, who would I want to be there at the end at the hospital, who would I want to be able to make those kinds of decisions for me if I cannot make those kinds of decisions for myself. Who's it going to be? I don't know in your case, folks. I don't know. But if you don't have kids, you don't have the normal answer, the natural answer, which is, well, I want my son Billy to take care of me. If you don't have a son Billy or a daughter Janie, the answer to that question becomes much more difficult. And for a lot of older people, they'll say to me, well, my brother's going to do it. Okay, great. How old are you? Well, I'm 78 years old. How old's your brother? He's 82. So when you're 82, how old's he going to be? 86. When you're 86, how old's he going to be? 90. And people start to get the... Nothing wrong with naming your brother or your sister or your whatever. But remember, age is going up for both people. Maybe the person I chose becomes frail themselves. It's really important. Really, really. Who gets to come to the nursing home and visit you? Who gets to keep people away from you that you don't want coming? That you don't want making decisions for you? Maybe you have a perfectly good friend who you love dearly but doesn't make wise decisions. You don't want that person at the hospital telling the doctor how to do their job. Or that person going down to the bank and saying what should happen to the money. If you don't have children, you have another list of issues in addition to all the normal list of issues. It's one of the subjects I address in the book, is the issue of being alone, either married or single, with no children. Either one creates its own... If you're married and have no children, if one of something happens to one of you, it goes to the other one, or you have a power of attorney and one names it. But what happens if that person's not around anymore? What happens if that person... Okay, I'll give you a really good example. Mom and dad have no kids. I see this all the time. Mom and dad have no kids. They have powers of attorney. What did they do in the power of attorney? They named each other. Now, dad has a stroke. Who has mom's power of attorney? Dad. And dad has just had a stroke. Dad has dementia. So the person I named to have my power of attorney is incompetent or incapacitated. People didn't think past because they didn't have children. They didn't think past their spouse. It's really, really important. Really important for people without children to think through all the issues of aging in great depth. Once in a while, I haven't done one for a while, but once in a while I'll do a workshop, so keep your ears out for this, just in which only people without children are invited, because their issues are so much different. This also applies, quite frankly, to people in the LGBT community. A lot of them don't have children. And many of them have hostile family members. So who's going to take care of me as I get older? That's becoming a larger issue in the LGBT community, folks, because they've been together. They met when they were young, and just like all the rest of us, they're aging, and a lot of folks don't have, either married or in domestic relationships, don't have children. So who's going to take care of them when they get older? Who's going to manage their medical care? Who's going to manage their finances? Who's going to pick the facility? Who's going to do all the normal things that we have to be done? But now I don't really have somebody obvious to name because I don't have children. It's a really large issue, and it impacts a lot of people. And I will tell you this. I have sat and talked with literally scores, if not hundreds of people in this situation. And one of the things I discover almost immediately is, I've been thinking about this for a long time, but I don't know what to do. I don't have a simple answer to who's going to take care of me. And it's one of the things that I bring to the game, is figuring that out and trying to use creative ways to figure that out, so that when something does happen to you, someone you've chosen, someone you trust, someone you believe in, will manage your affairs and take care of you and make sure that what you want to happen is what happens, that you get to stay where you want to stay, that you have the finances protected to do this. In fact, I can't remember, if I haven't done it, I'll be doing it. For those of you that sign up for a premium membership and my videos, one of my videos is, if it isn't already, is going to be on this very issue of people without children, because it raises all kinds of issues that, and again, lots of the people I've met without children haven't avoided the subject. They just didn't know where to begin. They just didn't know how to begin to solve that problem. Well, I have some solutions. And if you get to the workshop or you come in to see me today, together, we can reason it out. And so far, knock on wood, I'm knocking on wood, I've been 100% successful in figuring out how do we do this if we don't have children. It can be done, but you have to begin to approach it. You have to acknowledge that it's an issue. So we've covered three subjects today. It's not all the subjects, but we covered three subjects today. One was idiots, which is hospitals and nursing homes now making people feel like they're idiots. When you enter the medical system now, you're made to feel half the time like you're an idiot. And you can't figure this out. And they use jargon you don't know. So we talked about that and how I can help with that and help walk people through a very convoluted system and learn and teach them how to advocate for themselves. Because the system no longer will advocate for you. In fact, it's in opposition to you. The second thing we talked about was a simple equation, which was figuring out what's my house worth, how much money do I have, all that kind of stuff. And then how long would that last if I needed care? That's another thing I address at the workshop. In fact, I actually make people do that little equation because I think it's important to do. And then the last thing I talked about today was the special needs of people without children. Again, a larger issue than you would think. And for younger people, it's going to become more important because more and more younger people are getting married or opting not to get married and not have children and not have families. And as they age, it's going to become a larger issue for them. If I wasn't so old, I'd write a book on that. Because I think 40-year-olds, a lot of people now 35, 40, 45 years old who have decided not to have families, maybe not get married, not have children. Again, so there's going to be more and more people. That's a growing cohort of people that are, who's going to take care of them? Who's going to make those decisions for them if they can't make those decisions? So as always, the show has tried to meet the needs of different people with different issues related, all related to the issues of aging, getting older, getting more frail, who's going to take care of me, how am I going to pay for it? So the answer is here. The answer, I have the answers. I have had for 30 years. Not to everything, but to most things. And if I don't have the answers, I know where to send you to get the answers. It starts with my workshop on June the 1st. Limited to 12 people, Saturday, June the 1st. If you would like to come to the workshop, two things. One, call me, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. ASSETSANDAGING. Assetsandaging.com. And you can sign up there. You can also sign up for one of the memberships, the special memberships, the premium membership, which is terrific, where you have access to all kinds of secret places in my website that are only available to members. And you can do that. You can also sign up for my newsletter. You can listen, if you're a member, you can listen to my archived radio shows and podcasts. Remember, every Wednesday at noon, I do a live podcast on my website talking about another subject, a special subject related to aging. So get to the workshop, or if you can't get to the workshop on the first, then take advantage of coming in and sitting down and talking to me. And together, we can figure out where you are, what resources you have, what plans you have, what thoughts you have, what fears you have, and together we can try to sort it all out and come up with something that will work for you as you go through navigating frailty, navigating the aging process, taking care of someone you love. Thanks so much for joining me. I hope the show's helpful. I look forward to seeing you at the workshop or in my office next week right here on Assets and Aging and at my podcast every Wednesday on my website. So for Bob Scrivano and Assets and Aging and AssetsandAging.com, thanks so much for joining us. I look forward to seeing you here next week, and I hope for the weeks thereafter. Have a great weekend. See you next week. Bye-bye.